The glitz and glamour of the NFL draft has worn off. It's time to get to work. While what they did got them here, what they do from this point forward determines whether they get to stay. Drafted or otherwise, the message is consistent. In Green Bay, the best will play. From the storylines coming out of rookie orientation to exclusive one-on-one interviews with the top picks, Larry and I have it covered in this special post-draft edition of Total Packers. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Total Packers. I'm Mike Atkinson. So glad to be joined with The Rock, Larry McCarron. Larry, we didn't get a ton of time to see the 2018 draft class, but we did catch a little glimpse of them in action over at the Hudson Center. What stood out to you?
Well, like you say, the draft class in particular came in as advertised. The qualities that the young fellows were drafted for were apparent on the football field and in Packer uniforms. The other thing that jumped out at me, Mike, was come this summer, it's going to be a very competitive training camp. You look at the situation at corner. You look at the situation at wide receiver. Big infusion of new talent.
What about for the coaches? It's kind of a rookie orientation for them. What stood out to you? Obviously, a new offensive and a new defensive coordinator.
Mike, to be honest, it looked like that group had been together forever. I think Mike McCarthy's coaching staffs, they have plans for their plans. Those rookies, they knew where to go, when to be there, and the coaches looked, as I mentioned, like they've been doing it forever.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about those rookies. I know everyone in this building very excited about the 18th overall pick, Jair Alexander.
Had a chance, Mike, not only to see him in the Hudson Center, but to watch some of his college tape. And the thing about Jair is that he not only covers, he makes plays while he covers. Look at Alexander funnel the receiver to his safety, then come off that coverage to intercept the ball thrown to a different receiver. Alexander not only times fast, he plays fast. Now he's beaten, and now he's not. That was closing speed, and this is catch-up speed. NC State fools everybody with a gadget play, but check out the blur breaking up the pass and blowing up the target. There are times when it actually looks like Alexander is the intended receiver. And that's yet another play he made in coverage. Like a scorer in basketball who hunts his shot, Jair Alexander hunts the ball. And his college tape says he's got all the tools to find it.
Explosive, competitive, tough. He accepts challenges. He's a physical tackler. Very fast. We're really excited to kind of bring him into the group, see how he can help us.
And now the man we were just looking at joins us live and in person. Jair, in the tape I've watched of you, when you're covering somebody, it's like you want them to throw to that receiver and the ball is yours. It's like, no, he's not getting the ball. I'm getting the ball. Is that the approach you have? Because that's what it looks like on tape.
Oh, definitely. If I can't get the ball, the receiver's definitely not getting the ball. That's kind of my mentality. That's something I play with. And if they even so happen to catch the ball, I'm definitely gonna make sure they feel that.
There's a certain swag to your game. Now, is that kind of important considering the position you play? You gotta believe, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. At corner, you're on the island all the time. Eyes, when the ball's in there, eyes always on you and the receiver. You gotta be the bigger man. I play with swagger because, hey, somebody on defense sees that swagger, they're gonna wanna have that swagger too. So that's why I do it.
I'll tell you what, I'd have swagger if I could run 4.38. How does that factor into your game?
Oh, man, it allows me to use my technique a whole lot more. You know, being able to trust my speed, trusting my abilities, you know, anticipate routes. You know, just the speed part just helps slow the game down.
You also have a nickname back at home, Too Easy. Tell me about your nickname.
Oh, man, so in high school, you know, I was scoring touchdowns every week, three times a game. I was All-State two times, you know, so, I mean, it's self-explanatory. It was too easy, you know, so, you know, that's kind of how high school went for me.
During your post-draft interview with the media, with the local media, you stated it's heart over height. And that's saying a lot in a few words. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, all my life I've been considered the smaller guy or the shorter guy, you know. But when you go look at my film, I don't play that way. You know, I play very big. You know, I'm faster than everybody. You know, and I don't give up many catches. You know, so you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'm too small to do this, and I'm like, okay, just cut on my film, or how about this? Send your best receiver my way, and let's see.
One other thing in that regard, Jair, you're not bashful about the rough stuff. You will stick your nose in there.
Definitely. You know, a lot of corners, they just, you know, some of them don't want to tackle.
Yeah, there's guys that are actually in the league that will have nothing to do with tackling. You stick your nose in there, it looks like, very willingly.
Yeah, like I play with a chip on my shoulder, obviously. I mean, you know, so with that being said, I have to do different things. I have to do things that the normal corner wouldn't do. And, you know, if that's tackling, sticking my nose in there, hitting a running back and getting up and standing over him, I do that.
Joe Witt is a very demanding and excellent coach. So how's your first interactions with Joe gone?
Oh, you know, he's definitely about the fundamental aspect. You know, he's real, seems like a grinder. You know, he wants the best out of you. You know, he expects the best. And, you know, that's what I expect to get.
Coincidentally enough, you had a position coach at Louisville, Terrell Buckley, who at one time was a cornerback, drafted in the first round by the Green Bay Packers. Could you talk about your relation with T-Buck a little bit?
Oh, man, Coach T-Buck's a great guy. That's my guy. You know, he taught me, you know, he started the foundation for me at corner, you know, making the switch from receiver. You know, he worked with me a lot, you know, and he helped me get to where I am at today.
This may sound a little weird, but I think it's very important for long-term success in the NFL. Do you like football, and is it important to you?
I love football. You know, it's something I've worked all my life for, you know, since I was 6 years old. And, you know, this is just a stepping stone. You know, I worked so hard to get here, so why stop now, you know? You know, this has always been my dream, and I'm going to continue to keep going.
So he plays with a chip, and he's not afraid to get in there and mix it up. Larry, inside guy or outside guy?
Mike, I think that's yet to be determined. During rookie orientation, Coach Joe Witt had him playing both positions. And I think there'll be a period where they continue to do that and figure out where he best fits, not only with the guys around him, but in the Packer system. I will tell you one thing about Jair. I mean, that young fella gets his hands on a lot of footballs down at the Hudson Center. I mean, he gave up some completions now, but he also got his hands on a bunch of balls.
One of those guys that's in the mix and around him, second round pick Josh Jackson. A lot of draft nicks and those experts out there had actually ranked him as the top corner in the draft. His stats, his resume speak for itself, Larry. But as you ground the tape on him, what did you see from Josh Jackson?
Well, Mike, the first thing I was looking for was something I had read from the experts and some of the unnamed scouts, and that was that Josh was a, quote, zone corner. So I'm looking for that, but on the tape, I'm seeing a guy, yeah, he could play zone. He had those kind of instincts and awareness, but I'm also seeing a guy that can get up in a receiver's face and play press man. You know, Josh has long arms, and you could see him on the tape. You could see him down at the Hudson Center.
Well, let's meet Josh Jackson now and hear from him as he talks about feeling his way through this new opportunity.
you know, everybody's just moving different places. So I played on the left, played on the right, played in the middle. So we're just trying to, you know, just fill out and just get reps.
Anything different?
I say it's a little bit more fast. You know, talent-wise, I say it's about the same speed, but you just got to, you know, be quicker, got to think faster, react faster. So I think that's the main thing, just reading your keys faster.
Larry Jackson and Alexander, obviously both hungry, eager to get after it. But let's not forget, Tremont Williams is back in the fold here as well.
Yeah, and something to keep in mind about Tremont is that, yeah, he's a very veteran player, been there and done it. And people always think, great locker room guy, great leadership. Tremont is here first and foremost because he can still play the game.
Still to come on Total Packers, how does Vanderbilt linebacker Oren Burks' game translate to the next level? Larry will show you in first impressions. Plus, the Packers drafted a trio of receivers. They each stand taller than 6'3", and all boast sub-4.5 speed. You'll meet them next as Total Packers rolls on.
What do you think the biggest learning curve for you is coming from college to the pros? Playbook?
Yeah, the playbook. Definitely the playbook. But just being able to adjust, you know. You got to go out there and learn quickly everything. And being able to be play on special teams, too. You know, I'd have to play on special teams in college. So it's kind of something I got to adjust to.
Welcome back. Wide receiver Jamon Moore talking about the challenges ahead of him as he gets accustomed to playing in the NFL. Larry, similar to last year, the Packers went after three running backs then. This year, three wide receivers on day three. Specifically starting with Jamon Moore, what do you see with him?
To be honest, Mike, I thought he was the most impressive of the three during rookie orientation. And because I don't have access to practice tape, I can't detail how exactly he got open. But all I knew was every time the wind blew, it seemed like Jamon Moore was open. So good start for him, but there's a long way to go.
The other two guys, Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown. What did you see from those two guys?
First of all, Mike, I give you credit for being able to spit out those names so eloquently, and that's why you did it and not me. But as far as a broad stroke on those two young fellas is that the size and speed. I mean, it just jumps out at you. I mean, they're head and shoulders above a lot of folks. They look the same size as some linemen, a lot thinner, but they look the same size as the linemen as far as height goes, and plus they can move. So it'll be interesting, very competitive situation, as I mentioned earlier.
Let's hear from both of those guys right now.
Everyone brings a different asset to this, you know, this team. We think we're all going to be able to help out one way or another. You know, and I think that, you know, with our height and speed and athletic ability, we'll do great things.
I think everyone's on the same playing ground coming in. You know, everyone has to play football. It doesn't matter what round you drafted in. You still got to compete with the other players and, you know, earn your spot.
The rookie wide receiver saying all the right things, Larry, and as we head toward training camp, another position of interest, the offensive line. Cole Madison brought in from Washington State where he had played right tackle, but Larry, maybe a different plan for him here in Green Bay?
Well, actually, during rookie orientation, Cole played a lot of right tackle, but I think that was more of a numbers thing. I think the Packers' long-range plan for Cole is to play him at guard, and I'll tell you what, he looks like a guard. A big block of a man. It's like if you had a big block and you pinned arms and legs on it, that's Cole Madison. And the other thing, his hole card is real good feet. I mean, pitter-patter feet, so important in pass protection. He's got them. At first glance, he's got them big time.
And while we're in the neighborhood, a note coming out of the draft, Brian Gutekunst mentioning that Brian Bulaga ahead of schedule from knee surgery. So when we come back, to the defensive side of the ball we go, and Larry's one-on-one with do-everything linebacker Oren Burks.
My best ball is definitely ahead of me at inside linebacker, so I'm happy to find my home here and just get to work.
Welcome back to Total Packers. Larry, back to the defensive side of the ball we go, and to an interesting prospect, Oren Burks.
Very interesting, Mike, because when I looked at his tape, I understood why the Packers traded up to get him. With DB on his resume, Right away, you think coverage. Watch Burke jump the crossing route and then muscle the receiver out of the way for the pick. The Packers' third rounder also ran a 4.59, and it shows. Check out the foot race to the ball between Burks and his teammate playing outside linebacker. Not even close. Take that speed, couple it with the quick and active hands we're looking at, and you can't help but get excited about Burks' potential as a blitzer. We're talking a young man who can do a lot of different things. 9 times out of 10, this pass is batted down. But Oren Burks, he intercepts it.
Athletic linebackers like him, they can do so much, not only in the run game, but in coverage. They're just really, really hard to find, the versatile ones. There's a lot of guys that can do one thing really well, but both, those guys are tough to find.
And now Mr. Versatility, Oren Burks, joins us in person. The on-the-field portion of rookie orientation is over as we speak. How'd it go?
Man, it went well. High energy, coming out here and competing with the guys. So it felt good to play some actual football. We've been going through this combine process, and it's been a lot of drills and that type of stuff, but it's just getting right back to the ball, so I'm excited to be here.
In the video we just looked at, you excelled at a lot of different things on the football field. Do you have a particular thing that you feel strongest at?
Definitely inside. I played safety for 2 years, outside hybrid for one, and then inside this past year. My best ball is definitely ahead of me at inside linebacker, so I'm happy to find my home here and just get to work.
I would say this, and I hope it makes sense, is that you are not a safety who can play linebacker. You're a linebacker who has played safety, just body type and the way you go about your football business. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. In high school, I mostly played inside linebacker, outside, and a little defensive end, so I'm used to being a little bit closer to the ball. It just so happened that when I played in at Vanderbilt my first 2 years, we needed some help in the secondary, and I was happy to step into that role. So this game is moving towards a lot more speed at the linebacker position, so I have to be able to cover running backs and tight ends, so I feel comfortable doing that.
Now, in your Vanderbilt tape, I saw you lined up on the outside as a pass rusher. You used your hands very well, very quick, very active, and I would imagine, even if you're playing inside, when you rush the passer, still got to beat a guy, and all those tools apply, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I have experience, like you said, at the outside position, and coming off the edge, blitzing inside this year, so really coming all over the place, I'll find a way to make some plays.
Now, Oren, you did a heck of a job getting ready for the draft, and one of the steps was the combine. You did run, let's see, a 4.59.
Yeah, I definitely have to give a great credit to our strength staff at Vanderbilt. I felt really comfortable going into the combine and killing it. Like everybody that was in our draft class did a great job. So just rolled from that right into pro day and private workouts and things like that, and ended up here. So,
well, one other thing that you really did a heck of a job with was the visit up here,
Yep. The
pre-draft visit. What did you do? Because you certainly impressed those people.
Yeah, one of the advices some of the veterans that played at Vanderbilt that have gone through this process before, they kind of just told me, just be yourself. So that's kind of what I took the mindset going in, just showing I could talk a little ball with football IQ, showing like a high integrity character guy. In the locker room and really just talked ball with Coach Graham for about 2 hours and picked up things very quickly. So great retention. So like you said, like just being myself.
You were selected Mr. Commodore by your fellow student athletes at Vanderbilt. Could you tell me what that's all about?
Yeah, so it's basically somebody that embodies what it means to be a Vanderbilt student athlete. So just high character, performing on the field as well, and just engaged in the community. So those three things, I felt like I tried to represent Vanderbilt as well as possible, and my family as well. Kind of had those characteristics installed in me and my sister. She's a senior at Stanford now, very early on, and I've been blessed with so much in my life, and I feel like I owe it to the people around me to get the best version of them.
This may sound kind of odd, but I think it's important Do you like football, and is football important to you?
Oh, I love football. I mean, I started playing my freshman year in high school and learned the love of the game. I was a basketball guy before, but I mean, there's no other sport where being a great teammate is valued more than football. There's so many life lessons that I've learned and just grow me into the man that I am today. So I owe everything to football.
Oren, welcome to Green Bay and best of luck.
Go Pack, go.
Larry, in addition to Burks, the Packers also added linebacker Kendall Donerson and defensive end James Looney.
Looked at a little tape of those guys. Looney, I'll tell you what, he's just slippery. And Donerson, Southeast Missouri State, that guy runs a 4.4 and he's like 250, man against boys.
Larry and I back to wrap it up right after this. Welcome back on Total Packers. Punter J.K. Scott from Alabama and long snapper Hunter Bradley from Mississippi State, the first two rookies to sign their contracts. Congratulations to them. Larry, as we wrap things up now and head toward training camp, are there one or two things that you're most looking forward to?
My big headline, Mike, is what goes on with the Packers defense. Lots of changes, beginning with coordinator Mike Pettine, and then the draft choices. But don't forget, Tremont Williams is back, as we talked about earlier. Mo Wilkerson, how does he fit in? And then a couple young fellows who were hurt much of the rookie seasons. Vince Beagle, Montrevious Adams. Lots of moving parts over there. I want to see how they all fit together.
And I want to see how that offense fits together. Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Graham together.
Well, you watch the offense, I'll watch the defense.
Absolutely will do that. And before you know it, we'll be teeing it up under the lights on Sunday night against the Chicago Bears here at Lambeau Field for our 100th season. For Larry McCarron, I'm Mike Atkinson. Thanks for joining us on Total Packers. We'll see you next time.
Deflected away by Jackson. Dragged down, James Looney.